Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you?
Good. Oh, look, I'm exploding with delight because it's my Tuesday morning. I look forward to this every week.
And oh, despite, so do I.
Despite the fact that maybe I may or may not have been in isolation for the last 7 days. I should say may, because I absolutely have been, and I've absolutely been following protocol. But this has been the thing that I'm looking forward to indicate the milestone of leaving my 7 days
Yay.
Of being infectious.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're no longer infectious, and I'm hoping that the COVID is slowly going to leave you alone. But I'm pleased that we can talk about theatre this morning. And what are we talking about?
Well, actually, look, I've got a few things that I want to discuss, actually, this week. Of course, Basement Theatre announced their winter season, or their autumnal winter season, which is really fabulous. So Basement Theatre is reopening its doors. They have, a new season of work. Some of that is work that was honestly, scheduled from 2 years ago, right through to premiering of new performances and new live art, which is very exciting. And it also means the return of the weekly shows. There's No Homo, which is the regular comedy show, as well as Snort, which Woohoo! Is back on Friday, which is fabulous because, of course, we've all missed performing very much. One thing I wanted to talk about within that is The Judas Sheep. Now, this is a new work by Emily Hurley, who is a theatre maker, and working with Grace Augustine, and who people might have heard or seen work with Alice Kirker's work. I think they're also in the collective that have done, I think it's Oddballs, which is theatre collective.
Was that also the Cake Baby show? Is
yes.
that the other one? Yes, got you.
Yes, absolutely. So you may be very familiar with Grace's work as a director, and actually as a performer too. She's a fabulous performer. So Emily has got this new work. It's called The Judas Sheep. And actually, even in just considering that as a concept, very fascinating. I don't know whether you're familiar with the concept of the Judas goat.
You're going to have to fill us in, I think, on this one here.
So the Judas goat, which I did actually have to go down a little Google warren, is this goat that leads, I don't know why a goat, but basically a goat. Oh, actually, no, this makes a lot of sense as I'm saying it aloud, that leads the sheep to the slaughter house, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously their life as a goat is spared. But so there's that. That's a kind of a popular concept. And this show is actually investigating Emily's, if I'm not mistaken, her grandmother, who had postpartum psychosis and was actually institutionalised in Sunnyside, which is the mental health, it's like a sort of a hospital in Christchurch, for those that grow up. This is sort of pre-war, World War II, and so she went on a bit of a deep dive into that part of her family's history, and probably largely untangling the stigma of what that means for women post-childbirth.
Yeah.
So the work actually premiered a couple of years ago at Toy 2 in Ponsonby, which is a gallery, and Emily's now brought it into the theatre, which is really exciting, working with some really fabulous collaborators. I wanted to call out Daniel Goodwin, who is a phenomenal performance poet, writer, and is a graduate, I think, if I'm not mistaken, of the Otago University theatre programme down there. So, and also Amber Liberty, who people will know from a number of works that Amber's made as well. So collaborating with some fabulous people. And the thing that I also, which I'm very excited about this work, is it does feature a little puppet, Ooh. An intricate little lammy puppet named Candy.
Oh, good name.
Which is puppeted by Yin Chi Lee. So even if you actually go online and look at the images, that puppet looks truly magnetic.
Wow.
But I don't know whether they say in the theatre, don't work with animals, children, or puppets. So this is the work. A really interesting sort of territory here, and very personal as well for Emily. So really nice to see that they are exploring this, and it, as it's a redevelopment, a reimagining work that she's that they've been sitting on over the last, I'd say, 2 years at least. So yes, the Judas Sheep opening 24th at the Basement. It's in the studio, which is a smaller space, which means tickets are much more limited. So if you want to go, I highly suggest, and actually I'd just say this as a caveat for all theatre, book your tickets.
Book them.
Because I think artists want that reassurance that people are actually going to come to the work. And it's also a good way for you to just sort of plan out your calendar, know what's happening. Totally. There are lots of new protocols in place for transferal of tickets and refunds, etc. So you're not going to be left out if you... The good thing to do is to book ahead. So that's the Judas Sheep. The other thing I wanted to mention this week, two things I think I said. I think I said a few things, didn't I?
I've never quite known how many a few technically means, but I would assume three-ish is, there's a few. So two more things.
Two more things. One thing is Touch Compass, which is the dance and live arts theatre company based up here in Auckland. They are looking for performers and they are holding auditions, I think actually on the 17th. So they're looking for four Pacifica or Māori women or non-binary performers with a background in theatre of any age. We're talking between 18 and 65, so the age range is great.
Excellent.
To participate in their new work. That is led by Lucy Fiver and directed by Moana Iti, who are both award-winning theatre makers and directors. So they are leading this new work for Touch Compass. So, yeah. Auditions. This is the key thing. If you want to secure an audition, then you've got to get in touch with the producers at Touch Compass, which I think they're actually going to hold the auditions virtually and in person, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, that's a new opportunity there. So I wanted to give them a shout out. Finally, the last thing that I wanted to talk about is James Wenley. I think it's Dr. James Wenley, who is a doctor of theatre.
Very good. Make sure it's staying healthy.
Yeah, gotta make sure. Is there a doctor on the plane? And you'd be like, yes. And then you'd pull out a little... Go to the theatre, and you'd pull out a little cape, a little comedian mask, and then you'd prance around the plane. I'm sure James does that. So James, who actually is a lecturer at the Victoria University's theatre program, is also the editor and writer. Do you say editor in chief of Theatre Scenes, which is a really great theatre blog. It's just unbelievably good. And what they cover in terms of topics, but also the reviewing that they get done, because hashtag reviewing is dead in this country. So James has just put together, it's really great, but also a bit morbid. It's a timeline of it's like a COVID timeline of theatre. And look, I know it sounds like you're saying, oh God, are we really flogging this this horse? But it's really interesting.
That is interesting.
To go through, and he's peppered it with from the pre-alert level of like what was happening. So it's like it starts right from like January 2020, which was when it was during the start of the pandemic. But I know like the Wild Dogs guys and the Modern Māori Quartet, and I think Anna Scotney was in New York doing a New Zealand season in Playhouse Theatre in New York.
Wow.
So that kind of kicked off the year, and so everyone was like so excited and like, you know, going on about how New Zealand's theatre was finally hitting the international stage.
Oh,
God.
No.
I know. And of course then everything that followed. So it goes through, and it sort of maps this stuff. Now, the reason it is so important for us to map this is obviously if it's not documented anywhere, maybe it just didn't happen. So
exactly.
James has really made an effort to ensure that he's supporting the sector by doing this kind of work. And it does, it has, you know, when alert level changes, etc. But then also, what was the theatre that was, you know, what was
totally
happening?
How has the zeitgeist changed, you know?
Yeah. And it's when you look through it, you go, oh my gosh, that's right, there was a play competition, or oh yeah, someone did a funny theatre video and it went viral, or oh yeah, you know, all this stuff. So it's really quite interesting, and it also includes when the government was providing support, at what times, the funding that was available. There was the Front Yard Theatre Festival, which was so, even me looking through it now, I'm like, oh, there were so many great things. Anyway, so yeah, it's I would just highly recommend going onto theatrescenes.co.nz, and it's the timeline function, awesome, which you can look up. And I just wanted to also use this as an opportunity to really give a shout out to James, who is just doing it, you know, he just doing the good work. And
we need people that in the scene, absolutely, pulling it together and making it cohesive and helping us understand it all, because it's a lot, you know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, we do. I think our sector sometimes does rely on those that give their work in kind to make the sector a better place. And James Wenley is just one of those folks. So go on there and also read the Orange is the New Red, which is his new piece he's put up on how the orange levels are affecting the performing arts scene here in Aotearoa. Very fabulous and worth a read.
Thank you so much, Alice Canton. You're an absolute ledge. I hope you're feeling better soon, and we will see you next week.
Love it. Love you guys.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.